Hey everyone, it is February, and February only means one thing to me. Not if the groundhog will see his shadow, not if it's a leap year, but who's going to win the Oscars? And here I am, once again, in the Oscar Cafe with my partner in crime, as always, Mr. Nick Rhodes.
A big audience this year, Catherine.
Yes, big audience.
I can hear that.
One. I want to
Yeah. Well, no, I'm saying, hey, this is sort of 2 weeks early, isn't it?
We're very early this year. Last year we did it together in person in New Orleans, and they were on February 28th. This year,
there you go.
Much earlier. I am eating Swedish fish. You know what a Swedish fish is?
I've got a feeling it's probably some horrible chocolate thing.
It's a candy. It is not chocolate. It's a gummy. Look, I'm sure. It's a gummy. And I do like having them when I go to the movies. And I have three little Swedish fish by my side. Now I have two left. They're
little. You know what I can't stand at the movies is the smell of popcorn.
I don't like it either. I don't like movie theater popcorn. It's disgusting. I like to make my own.
So there you go, Catherine. So, well, I shan't be eating and talking during
Why not?
Hour.
Why not? Is that bad manners?
Well, in my little country, it is sometimes considered that one should not talk and eat at the same time. Actually,
ever,
always well, considered that one should not talk and eat, but hey, that's just us.
Listen, Nicholas, do you ever eat the sweet popcorn? I never had sweet popcorn until I went to England.
I'm not a fan of popcorn. I can eat fresh popcorn occasionally, but I'm not a big fan of the smell of it.
It's my favorite food, bar none.
Really? And and canned sweet corn, I dislike
it
more.
Ew, that's
so
disgusting.
There you go.
Ew, gross and irritating. Anyway, I'm very excited because you and I have seen a lot of movies this year. And I think we have some differing opinions, which I'm also excited about. So do you want to kick off our annual Oscar Cafe, Nicholas?
Well, yes, and especially since we're starting with my favorite category of all, which is Best Foreign Language Film. And the nominees are Corpus Christi, Poland, Honeyland from North Macedonia, Les Miserables, from France, Pain and Glory, Spain, and Parasite, South Korea. I have not seen everything in this category, but I have seen three of them, from France, Spain, and South Korea. I would love to see the other two, and I will in due course. So in fairness to them, I think this is a bit of category where it's a foregone conclusion, but it doesn't make their movies any less special than I'm sure they are. Les Miserables I thought was sort of interesting because I'm not sure how many times one can remake that story, but
no,
the French, well, the French doing it felt sort of authentic. I didn't mind the sort of big Hollywood stage version, but I think this one's got something about it that was quite special. But the two movies that really struck me very much so this year were Pain and Glory and Parasite. Pain and Glory, I've long been a massive admirer of Pedro Almodovar, and this is definitely one of his best movies for a very long time. And I sort of think a bit of an homage to Fellini, who made the wonderful movie 8½ about a director and the problems that the director was having in his life. Antonio Banderas, we'll talk about later, no doubt, but he is truly spectacular in it. And it's always great to see Penelope Cruz, particularly in her mother tongue in Spanish movies, and she's been in many of the Almodovar movies, and all of them have brought me great pleasure. So I would love to see Almodovar get more credit. Everybody knows how great he is, and really one of the finest living directors in the world. And if he won, I would be thrilled for him and for all the other movies he's made. He's definitely due some great prizes. However, Parasite, for me, was by far the singular best movie of the last year. I didn't know anything about it before I watched it. And then when I saw it, I was completely transfixed, blown away. Such a brilliant, unique idea, well executed, that immaculately acted. Everything about it is just right. And I think it captures an awful lot of depth about our world right now and put a lot of things in perspective, or even though some of it is utterly absurd in a wonderful way, it conveys a reality that's sort of underlying in most of the world right now. Spectacular. Absolutely loved it. What did you think, Catherine?
Well, I've only seen two of these films. I saw Pain and Glory. And funny enough, I saw it because I knew you liked the director. How do you say his name? Almodovar? I'm not even saying
well,
it right.
Well, close. Pedro Almodovar.
Almodovar, thank you. And I knew you liked him. And a couple years ago, you turned me on to a movie of his, I don't remember, with Penelope Cruz, who I believe is his muse. And I really liked it. And since then, I've seen a lot of his movies. I think it was the one where she killed one in the kitchen. I'm sorry, I don't remember it better. But I did like
it. A little drama and a little melodrama, too. But,
So in any case, and I'm a big fan of Antonio's, and was looking forward to seeing him, and was really happy that the reviews for his performance were great, and certainly interesting if they were more than justified. Funny enough, Brian and I were going to see Parasite, but it was his birthday, and he chose to see The Joker instead. And then I started hearing things about Parasite, like that maybe I would be too tense while I was watching it. I don't like being scared. So I texted my friend and yours, Secret Agent Show, and I asked her, had she seen Parasite? And she had. And I said, well, I'd be scared. And she said, no, what is wrong with you? You won't be scared. So I said, okay, I'll watch it. And I loved it. It was such a fantastic movie. And if you haven't seen it, you have to go see it. I felt like for maybe an hour and 20 minutes, it was kind of this funny, dark comedy, subversive movie, and then it got really dark at the end. And I can't fully discuss as much of it as I'd like with you, Nicholas, because I would ruin the ending. But the ending was unbelievable. It was such a smart movie, and a good friend of mine who I discuss movies with all the time pointed out that parasites live under rocks. And if you saw the movie, or Nicholas, you did, you know that the son, the brother, carried around that rock all the time.
Oh, it was very clever. There was a lot of references.
Yeah, a lot of symbolism that I sort of missed. The beginning with the fumigation, you know, I caught it later, but that I missed. But this is where we're going to disagree, Nicholas. I would like to see Parasite win, but I actually think Pain and Glory is going to win. How do you like that?
Wow, Catherine.
How do you like that?
Well, hey, look, this is going to develop through our conversation. But I would be thrilled if Pain and Glory won foreign movie, if
That's
Parasite could win the best movie. I'm going to say that actually, as much as I really deeply love Amaldabar's work, and I think Antonio Banderas should win, but we'll get to that in a minute, I do think that Parasite should win virtually every category it's mm-hmm. in. So I'm going to say Parasite should and will win.
Okay. Okay. We're not really too far off the same point, but we'll get to why I think that Pain and Glory will win this award.
Right. Well, there's tactical voting that goes on. I don't like this tactical voting thing at all. You should just vote for what's the best in each category. I voted for someone here, so I'm going to vote for someone else here, and I need to be politically correct there. I don't like that. But hey, let's move on.
Okay. The next category is Best Adapted Screenplay. And the nominees are The Irishman, screenplay by Steven Zaillian; Jojo Rabbit, screenplay by Taika Waititi; Joker, written by Todd Phillips and Scott Silver; Little Women, written for the screen by Greta Gerwig; The Two Popes, written by Anthony McCarden. Where you and I have a very big difference this year is I thought that Jojo Rabbit was the best movie I saw this year. I know you disagree, and I will let you refute or rebut that statement. I thought it was so clever. I don't know how you can make Hitler funny, but they did. They sure did. And it was deep and it was beautiful and it made me cry and it made me laugh and it made me cheer. And it really did it all for me. I think that Jojo Rabbit will not win any big awards. I was a little surprised that Sam Rockwell wasn't nominated for supporting just because they seem to like him so much. I thought Scarlett Johansson was great, but she's not going to win. I thought movie was great, but it's not going to win. So I think they're going to reward such a creative and inventive movie with Best Adapted Screenplay Award. I think it will win. And I guess I think it should win. The only other one I would maybe say was The Joker, but I'm going to go with should win and will win for Jojo Rabbit. I like that.
Okay. Well, I saw all these movies in this category, and they're definitely all good, well-accomplished movie, but my least favorite of all the five movies was Jojo Rabbit. Doesn't mean it's a bad movie. I get it, but I felt like I'd seen it before. There's a lot of cliches in it. We've seen movies with kids in the war, that Italian movie that won a few months.
Many
years ago. Life is Beautiful.
Yeah.
I loved. There's many, many different views of those things. Of course, Hitler as a character has been quite rightly reviled and has been the source of many, many, many movies, some of them magnificent. Downfall, I loved, which was a very different type of movie. But he's also, Mel Brooks made fun of him many, many years ago in another great movie.
That's true.
I don't know. It just didn't touch me at all. I thought the kid was great in it. It's always fun to watch Scarlett Johansson. She was very sweet in it, although I think the performance was absolutely nothing compared to her performance in Marriage Story. Didn't do anything for me, I'm afraid, Catherine. Little Women, I wasn't wild about. I think I much prefer the Elizabeth Taylor one, but that's just me. Though I did think everyone was very good in it. Joker, I like some elements, not others. Mm-hmm. The Irishman, I thought, was magnificent, proper, Martin Scorsese at his best with fantastic performances from everyone, great use of technology. I know it's been said endlessly, and it will continue to be the case, but wow, it was long.
What? Oh,
Irishman. The two popes.
Yeah.
The two popes I absolutely love. I thought those performances were magnificent and beautifully written. So in here, there's a lot of things that were really beautifully written. My thought is that I quite like to see it go to the two popes because it was a human story. It's not just all about religion at all, which certainly wouldn't have particularly appealed to me. It's about two men who have very different opinions and get along because of common bonds and forgive each other for different things. It's quite an unusual story, and I thought it was absolutely beautifully written. So that's what I would like to see win.
Hmm.
I've got a feeling Jojo Rabbit may well win because they may give it something, but then Joker could win.
Mm-hmm.
Or
yep.
The Irishman could win because actually I'm not sure it's going to win much else. So I'm going to say that The Irishman is going to win.
Mm.
In my heart, I quite like the two popes, even though I'll be perfectly thrilled if The Irishman wins because it's beautifully written and, you know, Stephen Zanian knows how to write those characters better than anyone else. So I the two popes I would love to win. It's not going to win. Jojo Rabbit might. I'm going to say The Irishman, though.
Okay. I believe you.
Yep. Next category is Best Original Screenplay. And the nominees are Knives Out, written by Rian Johnson. Marriage Story, written by Noah Baumbach. 1917, written by Sam Mendes and Christopher Wilson Cairns. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, written by Quentin Tarantino. Parasite, screenplay by Bong Joon-ho, Han Jin-won, and story by Bong Joon-ho.
Well.
What do you think, Catherine?
Do you want me to go first?
Why not? That might be fun.
Okay. I think that Parasite's going to win. There's sort of no doubt in my mind. I've seen all of these movies. They were all terrific. I'd say the dark horse in this is Knives Out because it just doesn't sort of stand up to the other four movies. And so it would be sort of outlandish if it won. But a really, really clever story sort of brought back the Agatha Christie films. Marriage Story was fantastic. It was very real. Made me cry lots of times during the movie. It was terrific. 1917 was just not for me, so I'll just skip over that one. Once a Time in Hollywood, it was very typically Quentin. I think you enjoyed it more than me. Again, the ending of that movie really got me in the heart. It was worth sitting through such a long film to get to that ending. But Parasite, boy, what creativity, how amazing it was as a film. And gosh, to come up with all that and keep it so connected, I think it will win, and I think it should win.
Okay. Well, that's fair enough. I'd be absolutely delighted if Parasite won. As I said earlier, I think it should sort of really win in every category it's in because it's the best movie of the year. But I don't know what's going to happen. I agree with you about Knives Out. All good, but probably not in the same kind of category this time. Marriage Story, I thought, was beautifully written, like a Woody Allen movie, but without the humor, really.
Mm,
1917. I liked some things about it. Beautifully acted, looks incredible, but not really my covey. Once upon a time in Hollywood, I absolutely loved. I think spectacular, Tarantino, great acting, amazing visuals, really captured the whole period. Fantastic styling, everything you want from it, really. So I'll be very happy if that wins. I do still think Parasite is the most unique, remarkable movie of the year. So even though I will be equally happy if Once Upon a Time in Hollywood or Parasite win, I'm going to say in this case that I think Once Upon a Time in Hollywood will win because they have to give Tarantino something. And I feel that his writing is on a level that most people in Hollywood are absolutely not. And if they're going to give Parasite the best foreign language movie, and possibly something else we'll see, then I do not think it will win in this category. So I'm going to say I think that Once Upon a Time in America will, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood will win, and Parasite should win.
You might be right, actually. You might be right. I sort of chose with my heart or whatever, but I think you might be right that if Quentin is not, well, Brad's going to win, but we'll get to that.
Yeah.
But you might be right. Best animated feature. This is typically my category, so I will read. How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World, Dean DeBlois, Bradford Lewis, and Bonnie Arnold. I Lost My Body, Jeremy Clapett and Mark Du Pontevic. Klaus.
Pontevic.
What is that? Pontevic? Maybe, yeah.
Pontevic. Mark Du Pontevic, I think.
Very good, Nicholas. Klaus, Sergio Pablos, Jinko Goto, and Marissa Roman. Missing Link, Chris Butler, Ariane Sutner, and Travis Knight. And Toy Story 4, Josh Cooley, Mark Nielsen, Jonas Rivera.
Start by saying you really are on your own this time because I have literally not seen one of them, and I'm sure they're all interesting. I love animated films, but since I don't have a small child in my life at the moment, I rarely get to see them. So tell me what you think.
Okay, you can borrow any of my kids if you ever want to see. I saw 2.5 of these. I saw Klaus. I saw Toy Story 4. And I feel like I saw How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World. In fact, I might have seen the whole thing. But obviously it wasn't memorable. I really want to see Missing Link, which won at the Globes, which was the surprise win at the Globes. And I've heard it was good. And I'm shocked, just shocked, that Frozen 2, which to me was nowhere near as good as the first one, that Frozen 2 was not nominated. I mean, wow. Wow, wow, wow. I think that Toy Story 4 should win. It was great, like all the Toy Story movies. Nobody does it better than Pixar, I think. But Missing Link could win because it won the Globe. And I didn't see it, so it's hard for me to judge. And then Klaus won at the BAFTAs. And I did see Klaus, and it was funny and depressing. So you'd probably like it, Nick, because it had that depressive element.
Okay, I'm going to vote for that, then.
Okay. Like, you know, it was the only cartoon I think I've ever seen with Brian. He said, oh, that was great, because it was sad and dark. I think Toy Story 4 will win. And I think it should win. I mean, we waited so long between 3 and 4, and it didn't disappoint. And it was really had a very nice.
Well, it's an amazing franchise, that Toy Story thing. I've seen the other three, and I did love all of them. I think they're really beautifully done.
Yeah, nothing for me can top the ending of 3, when Andy gives all his toys to the younger girl. I mean, I can't even hear the music for that scene and not start to cry. So, but I'm going to give it to Toy Story. Do you want to vote in at all or not? It's not.
Yeah, sure. Why not? I don't mind just rolling a dice, but this is really a blind vote completely. So I think Toy Story 4 will definitely win. And maybe it should win, but just because you said that it's cool and different and dark, I want Klaus to win.
Okay. Yeah, at the end of that movie, Hayden was like, what's going on? Because it was not.
Now
yeah.
I want to see it. But
yeah, hey. Not a typical happy ending. All right,
so cinematography.
Yep, this is your
cinematography
category.
We have next, right? So the nominees are The Irishman, Rodrigo Prieto, Joker, Lawrence Scherr, The Lighthouse, Sharon Blasch, 1917, Roger Deakins, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Robert Richardson. I haven't seen The Lighthouse. I have to
Nor
confess.
I, yes.
Which I always feel bad about when you're judging the films. I'm sure lots of people who vote in the Oscars have not seen anywhere near as many movies as we have, Catherine.
Right.
But I like to be very straightforward about it. And so I'm sorry for Jaron Blaschke that I have not seen this movie and I would like to see it. But I have seen the other four and I liked the cinematography in all of them. I think it's a very tough field, this one, for sure. The Irishman just looked like a beautiful classic Martin Scorsese movie to me. Joker, I loved the look of, because it had that comic book thing, but somehow it was so dark too. That it brought a whole different mood to the Batman franchise. And we all know that, well, maybe we don't all know, but a lot of people know the backstory to Joker and what happened. But this, I thought, really made it a whole different level of depressingly strange, dark, genetic makeup. And it sort of shone a light on mental illness, which seems probably like a difficult subject for Hollywood to actually tackle, but there were things in it that were spectacularly good. 1917, I wasn't such a massive fan of the movie, but mostly because I don't really like many war movies. I love Apocalypse Now and Full Metal Jacket and some of the Powell and Pressburger movies for sure. The Life in Terms of Colonel Blimp. What was it? The Life and Death. The Life and Times, I think. Colonel Blimp. This, for me, didn't do as much as perhaps I would have liked. I like Dunkirk, too.
Mm-hmm, me too.
But we'll talk about that a little more in a second. And Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, I absolutely loved, and I thought everything about it looked just as it should have done. So it's a very difficult category, really, to choose. I think that actually 1917 is going to win.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be delighted for one very specific reason, is that Roger Deakins, the cinematographer, has worked in the past with me and the rest of my band, and he was really spectacular working on some of the things that we did specifically in the 1980s, and obviously he's gone on to have a magnificent career, and I really think that this movie, 1917, does look particularly good. The whole concept of trying to make it look as if it's one continuous shot, I didn't quite buy into that because I think it's an awful lot of shots, but I did buy into the concept of what they were doing. And I think he made it look really great. So I will be very happy if he wins. Having said that, I also think Joker looked spectacular, and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood looked much cooler and more interesting to me. So I guess I'm going to say, as much as I'm going to be thrilled when Roger wins, I think Roger Deakins will win, but in my heart I quite like to see Joker, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood win. I'm going to say Joker, because I think that it looked really different. So Joker I'd quite like to see win, and I'll be thrilled when who I think will win will be Roger Deakins, 1917.
Okay. What did Roger work with Duran Duran on? Why don't I know that? I think I did know that.
I don't want to say the wrong one, but he worked with Russell, I think, on a few things. I've got a feeling he was on our Election Day video. I don't know. I don't want to say the wrong ones because I know we worked with him a couple of times, and I really would like to get the right.
I think he did. I'm fine.
You know he did, or you think he did?
I know. Are you Googling?
Yeah. Well, that was the first one I would have said for sure. But yes, he worked with Russell, and he really was quite fantastic, and such a lovely chap too. So yes, in my heart, of course, everything. Everything will be for him to win on a personal level. But
yes.
I did love the way that Joker looked.
I don't know as much about these types of things as you do. I very rarely see a film and say, like, that looks cool, or they got that vibe. It's just not me, I guess. But I did say it for one of these nominated movies. Like you, I did not see The Lighthouse. I think Brian did, but I didn't, and I can't really comment on it. But although I was young to have ever been in Los Angeles during the time Once Upon a Time in Hollywood was filmed, I was really blown away by how they captured the essence of Hollywood and Los Angeles in that period. It was almost as if I was transported. And so for that reason, my should win is Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. But I agree with you that 1917 will win. People love Roger Deakins. I don't know much more about him other than I think in 2018, you and I mentioned him once before, maybe for Dunkirk. I actually don't remember. I do know if he wins, it'll be his second Oscar. And like you, I don't know really what to make of 1917. John loved it and told me, you know, hands down, I should.
Yes, yeah, he told me.
See it that night, and I did, and I was like, I kept waiting and waiting. And I also felt it got a little superhero-esque toward the end. Like, I'm not sure that, like, lone guy with no special training could have, you know, sort of outlasted what he did. But regardless, my should win is Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and my will win is 1917.
Got it, Catherine.
So moving on to best original score. I like this category. I've gotten into scores lately. The nominees are, oh my gosh, Joker, by Hildur Guðnadóttir. something like that, sir, whomever you are. Little Women, Alexandra Desplay. Marriage Story, the ever reliable Randy Newman. 1917, Thomas Newman. And Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, the ever reliable John Williams. Nick, do you want to go first on this one, or shall I?
I don't mind, Catherine. I'm not really sure. I think they were all pretty good, the soundtracks. I didn't see the Star Wars movie, but John Williams never gets things wrong, particularly Star Wars. I thought Joker was probably the best, personally. So that would get my vote for should win and will win. Little Women didn't leave any impact on me particularly. Marriage Story I liked. As we know, Randy Newman is always good at those things. 1917 was quite grand. That could win, I guess. I don't think it will be John Williams' year just because the franchise thing is what it is, and I think he's been there so many times, but I bet it's really good. It's going to be between 1917 and Joker. I'm going to say Joker should and will win.
Very good, Nicholas. as I said, I've gotten sort of into soundtracks, and that's because the person I'm married to is very into soundtracks, like a thing. And he plays them a lot around the house. And he really wanted to see Joker. I think I shared earlier in this podcast, this cafe. And we saw it in his birthday in November, and he immediately downloaded the score. Shouldn't say soundtrack, sorry, the score. And I really like it. I thought it enhanced the film. I don't, much like cinematography, I don't fluently pay attention, but I did pay attention in Joker. I felt the music was really enhancing what I was seeing. I also actually felt that way about Marriage Story. It was very subtle and very beautiful, where the story itself maybe wasn't so subtle. And like you said, John Williams, you can never go wrong in Star Wars. I mean, who doesn't sort of get goosebumps when they hear that original Star Wars theme? I think that the Joker will win. For sure. I think it deserves to win. It could be my should win. It would either be Marriage Story or Joker. So I'm just going to go Joker. That's what we're saying.
Well, we agree. Finally, we agree.
We finally agree. Yes, on one thing. One thing.
Okay, well, let's see. We've got a few categories left.
Yes.
Let's see. Best original song. The nominees are I Can't Let You Throw Yourself Away from Toy Story 4, music and lyric Randy Newman. I'm Gonna Love Me Again from Rocket Man, music by Elton John, lyric by Bernie Taupin. I'm Standing With You from Breakthrough, music and lyric by Diane Warren. Into the Unknown from Frozen 2, music and lyric by Kristen Anderson Lopez and Rod Lopez. Stand Up from Harriet, music and lyric by Joshua Brian Campbell and Cynthia Erivo.
Very good. She played Harriet.
Well.
Yeah.
Well. I did not see Harriet, actually.
Nor I.
I have to confess again, so I'm not quite sure about that one, but it's interesting to me, I suppose, from my little outside view of the island of the UK, Great Britain, as we are still known, that it's usually the same suspects, which, as it is with Best Original Score, it's often Diane Warren or Randy Newman that's written it, and also true of Elton and Bernie Taupin, which says a lot about their songwriting or how good their agents are. I kind of love that Elton with I'm Gonna Love Me Again is up against I'm Standing With You, which still sounds like I'm Still Standing to me, and Stand Up, which is, well, not quite I'm Still Standing, but hey. I think that Elton's going to win. Mm-hmm. And actually, I really hope he wins because I think he's a remarkable performer, musician, has had the most extraordinary career. And even though I felt maybe the movie could have been a little different, I wanted to see a bit more of his personality in some other ways. It's fantastic that he was able to do that and pull it all off and show what his career is. And I want that to win. I really do. And I think it will win this time. I'm not sure what the competition is. I guess Randy Newman and Diane Warren will always be competition.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Elton will and should win with Bernie Taupin.
Okay. Well, I think that he will win too. So we agree there. I don't know if he should win. It was a good song, a great song. Out of all these songs, and I've seen all the movies, well, I don't even know what Breakthrough is, so that's a lie. But I loved Into the Unknown. Have you ever heard me sing, Nick? Nicholas?
No, Catherine, am I going to?
No, because one time, many, many years ago, I was in a car with Simon, and the song Black Hole Sun by Soundgarden came on,
mm-hmm.
and we sang it. At the very end of the song, he looked at me and he said, "Now we know why I'm a singer and you're not." and that
it's
is
true.
I have a terrible voice. So I'm not going to torture you, but there's like, Into the Unknown is like, it just gets you, and you want to sing it out loud, and my daughter sings it, and it's super cute, and so that's the criteria for me. If my kids can sing it and be cute while they're singing it, then it should win, of course. So I'm going to...
Fair enough.
Yes. The first song from Frozen, Let It Go, by the same lyricist, songwriters, won. And I'm going to give, I think, Into the Unknown should win. I wish I could sing one little bit of it, but then everyone, their ears would be, so I won't do it. Anyway, that's my should win. Hey, like that.
Okay, Catherine.